and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris Diagnostic Update McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80.
That should be your permanent nickname.
I'm changing it across the board. I'm going to have to tell Spotify to change it as well. On this installment of yet another interesting kind of burst, I am joined by Justin. Can you bell what his rock is cooking? Bell. To discuss, that's, you've got to change your name to that as well. To discuss a few updates regarding Hasbro, including new info around the ongoing lawsuits, some confusing info surrounding their website, and a recent Yahoo Finance interview with CEO Brian Goldner. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Over the last few days, a number of stories have emerged related to Hasbro, ranging from lawsuits to the optimistic future of the company. We reported not too long ago that a lawsuit had been brought to Hasbro by a number of their shareholders who were concerned about the fact that the company had kept the full extent of the Toys R Us bankruptcy and the resulting effect it had on Hasbro itself from them. A new story appeared a few days ago explaining that pension funds were joining in to sue Hasbro, alleging that the executives misled investors while dumping their own shares. Following this, a confusing story dropped explaining that an update on the Hasbro Toy Shop website claimed that, and I quote, "Our brand websites have changed and will no longer sell products directly." This led people to believe that Hasbro Toy Shop would cease to sell their product through the website, when in actual fact this wasn't the case. A follow-up story from Cybertron.com explained that Hasbro contacted them to say, "It just means that you'll need to go to HasbroToyShop.com to make purchases, as they will no longer be available on Transformers.Hasbro.com and other brand spin-off sites." And finally, Brian Goldner appeared on Yahoo Finance to discuss Hasbro and the future of the company, where he confidently exclaimed that growth would return in 2019. That sounds like a bit of like a Viagra advert, doesn't it? Joining me for this burst, good timing there, as per usual, is Hasbro correspondent Justin Bell. Justin, let's start with the lawsuit story. What are your thoughts regarding this new development?
It sounds uglier and uglier as time goes on. And I know, I think both of us kind of talked to Patty a little bit, who said this is just people kind of piling on the old lawsuit. It's nothing new, nothing really surprising. And I'm sure he's probably right. It probably is just folks trying to get their little piece of the pie. But it's still, anytime you see stories online about, you know, fraud investigations and actual, you know, Brian Goldner and Alan Hassenfeld specifically are named in the suit, it just doesn't look good. Even if in actuality it's not a huge deal, it smells like a huge deal. And I know when I saw this story, you know, come out there a few days ago, it was just, you know, I think I actually posted on my personal Facebook page. It was like a punch in the gut. You know, as kids collecting these things, and it's probably, you know, our own fault. We hold these companies in some high esteem for providing us with this fuel for our imagination, and we consider them kind of, you know, more than what they are. Probably we, you know, every time you go to a convention, these toy designers and stuff and toy marketing folks are seen as pseudo celebrities, and to a degree, I mean, they control a lot of what, you know, what triggers our youth and what triggers nostalgia, and we celebrate them for that, and they deserve that to a degree, but we sometimes hold these companies at these higher standards that, you know, they are just corporate America, and we all know, especially right now, corporate America is just kind of yuck. And so it would only make sense, as one of the largest corporations in America, that Hasbro is probably a little yucky too. So probably more than a little yucky. And we've certainly heard our share of anecdotal stories over the years that support that fact. So yeah, you know, you'd just like to think that it's a toy company. Their logo has a little smile on it. They're happy people. In reality, there's probably a lot of stuff we would not be too excited to hear about.
I mean, from the first report that we reported on, the fraud investigation, it was really focused around the fact that Hasbro had kept information from certain investors and you know, people involved, like shareholders, effectively, big shareholders, in the fact that the Toys R Us bankruptcy had more of an effect on them than, you know, previously thought. And obviously that is still the case here, but obviously the new kind of addition to this update is that whilst that was going on, a lot of Hasbro executives were dumping shares.
Yeah.
at the same time, like knowing that there was going to be a bit of a, I don't know, like a bit of a fallout from it. So obviously that's where the update comes from, and that's what we're kind of, sure, you know, just quickly glancing over today. I don't want to spend too much time on it because obviously it's
no,
a bit of a depressing story.
But I think it's also, I mean, if this is found out to be true, I mean, this is legitimate issues and legitimate fraud, and people have done prison for this type of stuff. So, I mean, again, who knows if it's true or not, you know, innocent, you know, or presumed innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, it's just, it's serious accusations, and who knows what's going to come of it.
True. So what about the direct sales website situation? I mean, is this simply Hasbro tightening the reins on their own sales, gaining more control? And also, was it a bit of a faux pas of them? I mean, was it a language issue here? I mean, because I feel like they put this kind of information out in the FAQ that did have a lot of people kind of instantly going, oh, wait, hang on, what? It was very confusing, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, everywhere I looked online, you know, the day that they made that announcement, every site was saying the same thing. Hasbro Toy Shop is closing down. Hasbro Toy Shop is closing down. So, I mean, obviously there was some sort of confusion there because a lot of people came to the same conclusions. But yeah, I mean, I think it was probably just mostly administrative changes. I don't know if, you know, maybe tightening the reins is the right idea. Maybe, you know, working in IT, there's, you know, and I've worked for companies that had dozens and dozens of spin-off websites.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you do updates to the back end of these things, you know, I know how you like talking about those back end updates. It can cause all sorts of problems. So you always are trying to work to simplify, you know, kind of what the customer sees and what the customer faces to make things easier for you going forward as far as updates go and things like that. So
yeah.
I would imagine it's probably more to do with cleanup and stuff like that rather than any real, you know, shuttering of any services.
What's funny is this is kind of a news story that has actually no basis. It's like there's nothing to it. And this is classic
right. What
we do. It's like we're speculating now on nothing.
Exactly. We're jumping to conclusions.
We've reached a new low, haven't we? I think. No, but yeah. So I think, yeah, in terms of like them deciding against those things, I mean, it makes perfect sense, as you just said. To me, it sounds like it's a cleaning house operation. It's like, right. Okay, we need to minimize some of the faffing around that's going on here. We need to make it a lot cleaner. You know, we're just going to be selling direct from HasbroToyShop.com, which is the situation now. They're not going to be going via any of the brand spin-off sites or anything like that, including like Transformers.Hasbro.com.
Yeah. That's weird. I didn't even realize that was a thing. I just always
Neither
went to Hasbro Toy Shop. I didn't know you could even do that.
But also, I very rarely buy anything from Hasbro Toy Shop anyway. I don't think I've...
I
think maybe I've bought maybe one or two items from there before, and I think it was due to a like a convention-type scenario. Like it was up there...
Yeah.
Because it was a con exclusive and it was like, oh, get it in the next 5 seconds or else it'll be sold out. It was one of those things. I very rarely buy from Hasbro Toy Shop. So
I agree. Yeah, I don't even remember to check it usually.
I mean, it's not like they don't have other avenues to sell their product. But anyway,
right. Finally,
let's get into Brian Goldner's interview as well, just quickly. Is this just the usual company propaganda, for a lack of a better term?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I can guarantee you, I mean, he's... Part of the reason why he's being interviewed is because of all these stories swirling around. I mean, this is PR 101, you know, get the face in front of there, have him reassure shareholders that things are fine and things will continue to be fine, and kind of, you know, placate not only existing shareholders, but people that might be considering buying Hasbro stock. Because I know if I was interested in buying stock right now and I saw all this stuff swirling around about Hasbro, I'd be a little gun shy myself. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of what he's doing, is he's putting a public face on it and telling shareholders that, you know, don't worry, you know, everything's fine here, everything's okay. It's like that Leslie Nielsen Naked Gun scenario where everything's on fire behind him. He's like, nothing to see here, everything's okay here, and things are just like blowing up all over the place.
I really want to remember the proper quote that Han Solo says.
That's right. That's yeah, I kind of mixed those two up. There's the Leslie Nielsen thing, and then there's Han Solo in the command center.
Yeah, when he shoots the board. I feel like an awful nerd for not remembering that word for
Boring
word.
Boring conversation anyway is how it ended.
Thank you. And on that note... thank you for jumping on, Justin, to discuss those little Hasbro updates. If you're listening to this in order, then we're going to be doing a news burst very shortly after this one as well. So stay tuned for that. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.